producing Timeless Hits, WRJN. I'm Don Rosen. I want to thank you for joining me here on this Wednesday morning on Juneteenth Day. And I've got a study. They found that sitting on your butt all day long might kill you, but maybe not if you drink enough coffee. You see, coffee drinkers who sit around all day are 24% less likely to die young than people who sit around all day on their butts and don't drink coffee. Well, what does that mean for me? I do sit around on my butt all day, and I don't drink coffee. I'm in big trouble. 7 o'clock on the noggin at WRJN.
Local news and timeless hits. WRJN, Racine, Kenosha.
This is the CBS News World News Roundup, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. A lavish ceremony in Pyongyang where two autocrats have come together to profess mutual admiration. Russian President Vladimir Putin is making his first trip to North Korea in 24 years. Correspondent Cammy McCormick.
Putin and North Korea's leader Kim Jong-un have signed a partnership deal expanding economic and military ties. Putin, on his first visit there in 24 years, is seeking munitions for his war in Ukraine. Pyongyang, in return, could receive economic assistance. There have been growing concerns among the U.S. and its allies about an arms agreement between the two countries.
Putin drove Kim in a Russian-made Auris limousine he gifted him today. People along the U.S. Gulf Coast are bracing for what's expected to be the first named storm of the hurricane season. Odyssey meteorologist Craig Allen.
This is a very large storm, so tropical storm warnings are in effect not only for the Mexico coastline, but the Texas coastline as well, from about near the Houston and Galveston area all the way down to the Texas-Mexico border.
At least one death is blamed on a wind-whipped wildfire tearing through southern New Mexico. 5,000 people have been forced from their homes.
We've seen other fires, but nothing like this.
An oppressive heat dome is set to break temperature records from Ohio to Maine. At least 11 people were injured when a two-story house collapsed in Syracuse, New York. Fire Chief Michael Mons.
Never seen anything like this before, and not many people have, with this many people that are trapped in a structure so small.
Firefighters responded to reports of an explosion. They found many of the victims in the front yard and at least one in a car buried in the rubble. A giant has died.
Say hey, say who, say Willie.
One of the most famous baseball players ever, Hall of Famer Willie Mays, was 93. One of his standout plays, an over-the-shoulder catch in the 1954 World Series. Giants fans are paying tribute in San Francisco.
I was born and bred a Giants fan, coming to games since I was 7 years old. For me at my age, it's hard to imagine living in a world where he's not here.
The mayor of Paris is daring to go where not many have gone before. Not recently, anyway. Anne Hidalgo is promising to bathe in the Seine River to prove the water's perfectly fine for swimmers to dive in at the Summer Olympics. With a month to go, tests still show unsafe levels of E. coli. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
This report is brought to you by Freedom Fireworks. With 18 locations throughout southeastern Wisconsin, go to freedomfireworkswi.com.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. It was a show of Republican unity in Racine yesterday. Two former governors, congressmen, plus the U.S. Senate candidate joined former President Trump on stage for the rally at Festival Park. Thousands packed the lakefront grounds for an address that went over an hour. Protesters in the dozens gathered for a demonstration at Monument Square. The woman that hit and killed a Kenosha man with her car earlier this month didn't have a valid license to drive anywhere. Kenosha County prosecutors have charged 37-year-old Sheila Tenen for the hit-and-run death of Troy Wolfengard on June 8th. Tenen didn't have a Wisconsin driver's license and her Illinois license was suspended. In court yesterday, she claimed she thought she struck a carpet, but it actually dragged Wolgefart's body for blocks. Racers are taking on Racine County roads today. The Mount Pleasant Momentum is a stage of the Tour of America's Dairyland cycling race, and it takes over roads near the interstate. Cyclists nationwide are competing in the 11-day event spanning southeastern Wisconsin. Road closures are planned near Foxconn for the five-mile circuit that starts at Wisconn Valley Way. A reminder that garbage collection in the city of Racine isn't happening today, as the city observes the Juneteenth Day holiday. And that's what you need to know. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
It's that time of year again. The 4th of July is right around the corner, and Freedom Fireworks has everything your family needs for a safe and exciting holiday celebration. With 18 southeastern Wisconsin locations fully stocked up with everything from sparklers to artillery shells, thundersnaps to 500-gram aerials, Freedom Fireworks guarantees to bring smiles and cheers to every backyard celebration. For fireworks from all the top brands and specials that can't be beat, go to freedomfireworkswi.com for a location near you. Freedom Fireworks wishes you a safe and happy 4th of July.
The Brewers bounce back. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers jumped out to an early lead and held on to beat the Angels in Anaheim 6-3. Toby Myers good on the mound through seven scoreless innings. Christian Yelich with his 200th career home run. And how about Jackson Churio turning a double into a three-run inside the park Little League home run, top of the fourth on Bally Sports Wisconsin.
Churio down the right field line, just over the bag and into the corner it goes. Frelick will score. Sanchez, he's going to score as that ball gets away from Adell. Churio thinking about home. The throw is late. Churio with a belly flop. He goes all the way around to score. Three runs are in.
Pat Murphy asked if he knew Churio could run that fast.
Yeah, no. I mean, he's got that kind of speed. He's got that kind of talent.
Hockey, the Florida Panthers missing a chance to win a Stanley Cup at home. They lost to the Oilers 5-3. The series now moves to Edmonton, with the Panthers still up 3-2. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
WRJN Sports with Mike Clemens, sponsored by Pottawatomie Hotel Casino. Cash battles for a share of $200,000 in June. More info at paysbig.com.
WRJN weather. With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For today, sunshine, a high near 86, an afternoon shower or thunderstorm possible. A scattered shower or storm tonight with a low around 65. For Thursday, an isolated shower, otherwise partly sunny and 71. Showers and thunderstorms on your Friday with a high of 77. Currently, 78 degrees.
So I wrote a movie last year, but I just assumed that I would just write it and then they would cast like a beautiful actress like Kate Upton or like Middleton, like a Kate, you know. But they were like, no, we want you to be in the movie. But stop eating. I was like, okay. They were like, you promise? I was like, oh my God, like I don't even like food. I was just bored. They got me a trainer, like a real, like he trains like Megan Fox and like actual foxes. And he's like going over my new meal plan with me. And I'm like, like I've got to stop you here. Like it sounds like from what you're saying, like at times I'll be hungry. I'm like, what's that about? And he explained to me, like, yes, some people, like, are hungry sometimes. And I was like, that's crazy. I've never said these words. I've never been the girl who's like, oh, my God, I forgot to have lunch today. Like, if anything, I'm like, oh, my God, I had two lunches today.
He's a real nowhere man sitting in his nowhere land, making all his nowhere plans for nobody. Doesn't have a point of view, knows not where he's going to. Isn't he a bit like you and me? Nowhere man, please listen. You don't know.
Almost Nowhere Man. Was that, that was from Yellow Submarine, right? Yeah, from Yellow Submarine. I remember one of the cartoon characters, the Blue Meanies, was Nowhere Man. Now I remember. Hey, it's 7-Eleven at WRJN Local News and Timeless Hits. I'm Don Rosen. I want to thank you for joining me today. Say hello to Georgia Hall. I've got her on the line with me now. She's the organizer of the Music and More concert series at the First Presbyterian Church in Racine. And Georgia, you got another concert coming up Thursday, tomorrow, at 12 noon. Is that would that be correct?
That's right. It'll be our third one of the summer. We have 10 scheduled and then the season finale.
All right, sounds great. Give us all the information we need to know about the concert coming up tomorrow, Thursday.
We have, as always, three different acts during the hour. So the first act will be Nancy Mayo. She plays violin, and she'll be with Gary Hofstad. He accompanies her with guitar. Second act is the very popular singer-songwriter Mark Paffraff. And then the third act will be Amy Battersea and Alejandro Alambreros and their daughter Evelyn Alambreros. So it's a very talented musical family group. So that'll be a lot of musical theater singing.
Yeah, I know Mark Paffraff. Yeah, we've met before. He does some really great music. Sounds great. All right. Thank you, Georgia. That's tell us some more what we need to know about the concert. That's coming up tomorrow, correct? Am I right?
Okay, the concert starts at noon. You're going to want to come a little early to get good parking because, you know, it's near downtown and it's not always easy. We have a lot behind the church. There's also the adjacent lot where the YWCA used to be. That's the corner of 8th and Park. There's also street parking, so bring quarters for that. Or, of course, you can park downtown and walk a couple blocks up to the church. The church is air-conditioned and handicapped accessible. We don't charge admission to come in, but we do hope that you'll bring some money to put in the offering baskets because we're raising money this summer for Healthcare Network, Restoration Ministries, and HALO, which is Homeless Leadership Assistance Organization. So generally, we're able to give $2,000 to each agency at the end of the summer. So we get a lot of generous donations in, and then we can give each agency $2,000.
Well, thank you, Georgia. That's Georgia Hall from the First Presbyterian Church in downtown Racine. This week's Music and More concert is Thursday, tomorrow, at 12 noon. I'll begin at 10. I think my wife went to the last one they had. Yeah. Moni Moni, Tommy James of the Shondells, local news and timeless hits right here.
Yeah.
Rick James and the Shondells, Moni Moni, at WRJM Local News and Timeless Hits for you. Got an online poll. They asked, who would win in this battle? Superman versus the entire U.S. Army. 73% of people said Superman. Unless somebody in the Army had a little kryptonite. Well, then Superman wouldn't win, right? Hey, we mentioned Tommy James of the Shondells we just heard. They played at the Genesee Theater last year. Yeah, we gave tickets away to that to see Tommy James at the Genesee Theater. Right now, I've got some tickets to give away to the Genesee Theater to see the movie Summer of Soul, a musical documentary starring Stevie Wonder, B.B. King, and Gladys Knight. It runs tomorrow night at 7 p.m. at the Genesee Theater. It got a 99% rating from Rotten Tomatoes. Doesn't get better than that. Well, I guess it does. 100% would be better. Summer of Soul, tomorrow night, 7 p.m. at the Genesee Theater. You want to go? I got a family four-pack of tickets waiting for you right now at 262-634-9756. 262-634-WRJN. Give a call if you want to go see Summer of Soul. I got a family four-pack of tickets right now at 262-634-9756. 262-634-WRJN. Good luck.
This update is sponsored by UW Credit Union. For every stage of life, UW Credit Union is here for every you. Fans, here's your Quick Trip to the Ballpark ticket offer. Spend $200 at participating Quick Trip locations and get a free Terrace Reserve ticket to a 2024 Brewers home game. Check brewers.com/quicktrip for more details. Join UW Credit Union at uwcu.org. Insured by NCUA.
Do you have a loved one in a nursing home? California mega millionaire Eric Hovde has some bad news for you. He doesn't think they have long to live. It's true. In a recent interview, Hovde said, if you're in a nursing home, you only have a 5-6 month life expectancy. Almost nobody in a nursing home is at a point to vote. That's shocking. But it gets worse. One of Hovde's companies is named a co-defendant in a wrongful death suit from an incident at a California senior living facility. He even referred to himself as an expert in the nursing home business. Yikes, that doesn't sound like the kind of expert we need. Call Eric Hovde at his California office, 714-730-4444. Tell him that Wisconsin seniors deserve to vote and get the care they deserve. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together, Incorporated.
Today's WRJN Big Deal of the Day. 50% savings at Warren Eye Care Center in Racine. Dr. Warren utilizes cutting-edge technology to enhance care quality and efficiency. His patients can expect a streamlined experience for their glasses and contact lenses. Appointments typically last 30 minutes unless additional testing or services are required. Go to WRJN.com, click on the Big Deals tab, and immediately receive 50% savings on your Big Deals gift certificate. WRJN Big Deals.
As a federally licensed broadcast company, this civic media station is required by FCC regulations to accept advertising by all qualified candidates for federal office. We also accept ads from state and local candidates. We do screen announcements from issue groups and PACs and exercise discretion in airing announcements with blatantly false claims or outrageous unfounded statements. These announcements do not necessarily reflect the views of civic media, its hosts, or advertisers, and the source of all issue announcements can be found online at our FCC public file.
Finding the special health care resources families need just got easier. Wisconsin Wayfinder, Children's Resource Network, helps kids with delays, disabilities, special health care needs, and mental health conditions. Call toll-free 877-947-2929. Ask questions. Get answers. Connect today toll-free 877-947-2929. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Health Services.
WRJN, proud to be a civic media station. And now that WRJN is more focused locally on Racine with local news and timeless hits, we invite you to find all of your favorite civic media shows and hosts on the Civic Media app or by tuning to 540 AM WAUK. Earl Ingram, Jane Matinere, Todd Albaugh, Maggie Dawn are all still there and easy to find by simply twisting the dial. And while you're here, we hope you'll keep your button set on 99.9 FM, 98.1 FM, and the historic 1400 AM as we refresh with local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
And breakfast on the farm coming up in just a few minutes here at WRJN. You keep it here. Local news, timeless hits.
You shake my nerves and you rattle my brain. Too much love drives a man insane. You broke my will, but what a thrill. Goodness gracious, great balls of fire. I let you love what I thought it was funny. You came along and woo, my honey. I've changed my mind. This love is fine. It's just great balls of fire. Kisses the baby. Feels good. Hold me, baby. Well, I want to love you like I love a shoe. You're fine. So kind. Got to tell this world that you're mine. I chew my nails down and I twitch all my thumbs. I'm real nervous, but it sure is fun. Come on, baby. It drives me crazy. It's just great balls of fire. Like I love is true. You're fine. So kind. Got to tell this world that you're mine. Ain't you trying to hear that I quit on my thumb? Real nervous, but it sure is fun. Come on, baby. Drive me crazy. Goodness
great. This is great. Balls of fire.
Looking for sunshine today. Chance of showers and thunderstorms this afternoon. Right now, 77 and sunny.
About you. I just can't live without you. I really want you ever near me. Your looks intoxicate me. Even though your folks hate me, there's no one like you. Eleanor, really.
Eleanor, gee, I think you're swell, and you really do me well. You're my pride and joy, etc. Eleanor, can I take the time to ask you to speak your mind? Tell me
really think you're groovy. Let's go out to a movie. What do you say now, Eleanor? Can we? They'll turn the lights way down low, and maybe we won't watch the show. I think I love you, Eleanor. Love me.
And the Turtles, Eleanor, WRJN Local News and Timeless Hits. It's 7:29 on your Wednesday morning, Juneteenth day today. Well, this is weird. A family found a dead cat alongside the road, thought it was their missing cat, Frankie. So they had it cremated, had a ceremony and everything. And then one day, Frankie just decided to show up and waltz back into their house, alive and well. Now, the question becomes, what cat did they find cremated and have a ceremony for? And finally, the National Park Service is once again gently reminding tourists not to push their slower friends in the path of oncoming bears. Now, for the National Park Service to come out with that reminder, somebody must have been doing it. I mean, why were they? Who's pushing their friends into the path of bears? Remember the old saying, you don't have to outrun a bear, just have to outrun your friend. What a bear's chasing you. It's 7:30 at WRJN, Breakfast on the Farm. We're going to talk to Kathy Schall in just a moment here at WRJN. You keep it here. First, let's check news.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. It was a show of Republican unity in Racine yesterday. Two former governors, congressmen, plus the U.S. Senate candidate joined former President Trump on stage for the rally at Festival Park. Thousands packed the lakefront grounds for an address that went over an hour. Protesters in the dozens gathered for a demonstration at Monument Square. The woman that hit and killed a Kenosha man with her car earlier this month didn't have a valid license to drive anywhere. Kenosha County prosecutors have charged 37-year-old Sheila Tenen for the hit-and-run death of Troy Wolfengard on June 8th. Tenen didn't have a Wisconsin driver's license and her Illinois license was suspended. In court yesterday, she claimed she thought she struck a carpet, but it actually dragged Wolgefart's body for blocks. Racers are taking on Racine County roads today. The Mount Pleasant Momentum is a stage of the Tour of America's Dairyland Cycling Race, and it takes over roads near the interstate. Cyclists nationwide are competing in the 11-day event spanning southeastern Wisconsin. Road closures are planned near Foxconn for the 5-mile circuit that starts at Wisconn Valley Way. A reminder that garbage collection in the city of Racine isn't happening today as the city observes the Juneteenth Day holiday. And that's what you need to know. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
You know, on these hot summer days, one thing that tastes awfully good from time to time, a nice cold drink of water. But if you introduce that same cold drink of water to livestock, you can get a completely different reaction. I'm PM Yankee, starting you off before the opening bell on a Wednesday morning. Quick look at what's happening in agribusiness news and a quick reminder. Today is a federal holiday, Juneteenth, so your federal offices, your banks, as well as the markets are closed. You know, we may like a nice cold drink of water when we've been outside taking care of chores. But for baby calves, that actually can be a shock to their system. That's according to Allison Pfau. She's a bilingual regional dairy educator with University of Wisconsin Extension.
Research said, and they confirmed that calf, they really like to drink warm water, even if it's a hot weather. Like the first time that you give them water should be like warm. That way it's easy for them. Why they like it and what is easy for them? Because the rumen has a temperature inside. So when you provide them like cold water, this cold water is going to take a while, and not the water, the body is going to take a while to just try to neutralize or change the temperature of this water.
Allison Pfau, she's a bilingual regional dairy educator with University of Wisconsin Extension Service. Aside from making sure that the temperature of the water is at least tepid for those calves, she said it's also incredibly important to make sure that you're refreshing that water often, so in case something fell into the bucket or bottle, that's taken care of. And of course, sanitation, also key. As I mentioned, markets are closed for Juneteenth. I'll give you a recap of what they traded like yesterday next.
Are you looking to sell your excess construction equipment? Trust Steffes Group's team of professionals to get you the best return on your investment. Steffes Group is a nationally recognized leader in the auction business with over 60 years of experience. Our team of professionals prioritizes honesty, integrity, and outstanding service, and we work with you every step of the way to ensure a smooth and successful auction process. Visit steffesgroup.com to find a sales representative near you and discuss your options today.
On Tuesday, the barrel cheese dropped 6 cents to 194. 40-pound block cheese down 5.5 at 186. Double A butter stood still yesterday, 3.10¾ per pound. Now again, in yesterday's action, July Class 3 milk that goes into cheese closed 56 cents lower at 1961. August was down 42 cents at 2030. The December new crop corn finished 4¾ cents higher at 4.67¾. November soybeans were up 1¾ cents, 11.32. And July new crop wheat dropped 9.5 cents yesterday, 5.82 a bushel. Again, markets are closed today. I'm PM Yankee.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For today, sunshine, a high near 86, an afternoon shower or thunderstorm possible. A scattered shower or storm tonight with a low around 65. For Thursday, an isolated shower, otherwise partly sunny and 71. Showers and thunderstorms on your Friday with a high of 77. Currently, 78 degrees.
My big plan was to teach my children responsibility by selling posters after one of my shows. So I texted my teenager, I'm like, do you want to sell posters after my show? I'll pay you. She texted back, great, sounds good. So then I texted my teenager, I'm like, do you want to sell posters after my show? I'll pay you. He texted back, no thanks, I don't need the money. He doesn't have any money. He has my money. I just texted back, you're out of the will. I'm kidding. He was never in it. My children treat me like some bank teller they reluctantly have to deal with. Once a week, they just appear in front of me. Mom said I could get a shark. So I guess I need your credit card. I'm like, what the hell are you talking about? He's yelling again, Mom!
Hey, say hello to Kathy Schall. And this is Breakfast on the Farm. It's coming up June 22th, which is Saturday.
Correct.
Well, get a little closer to that microphone. Okay. I'm going to hear every word you have to say. I don't want to miss a thing here. Now, before we get into the Breakfast on the Farm, a little background on you. You're a farm girl. You grew up on a farm, right?
Correct.
Your whole family.
Yes.
It's a whole family farm. How long has the farm been in the family for?
Well, I was raised on a dairy farm, and then I married a dairy farmer. And the farm, family farm that my husband had originated in 1844. It was a land grant to William MacDonald. And then it was passed from William MacDonald to his son, to his grandson. And then in 1961, Mabel MacDonald decided she was the only one left, and she wasn't married, wanted to move off the farm, and sold the farm to her niece, Virginia Shawl, married to Harvey Shawl. And then they worked the farm with their son and family. And then in 2000, Harvey sold the farm to Mike Shawl, my husband. And then in 2002, we took our son Brian Shawl on as a partner and started Shawl Dairy Farm LLP. And then 3 years ago, my husband and I stepped back, and we're doing that farm transition thing. And now Brian and Renee are owners of Shawl Dairy Farm.
Wow, you got the whole genealogy thing lined up there. That, and she didn't look at any paper. That was off the top of her head. So it dates back to 1844. That's before the Civil War.
Mm-hmm.
Whoa, that's going back. Lincoln was a baby at that time. That really goes back a long way. Okay, so now it's a dairy farm.
Yes.
And how many cows do you have there?
We're currently milking 400.
Whoa!
Around 400.
That's a lot of food you got to feed those cows.
Yes, it is.
Whoa, 400. Now, when you milk them, who gets the milk?
We ship our milk with Foremost Dairies. It's one of the larger dairy shippers in Wisconsin, and most of our milk goes for butter and cheese.
That's something. And this is, you can't take a vacation because cows have to eat, cows have to be milked, so that you can never leave that place alone.
No, you can't. They like to be fed and milked twice a day, 7 days a week, 365 days of the year. So vacations are very rare.
Yeah, people like to be fed too, 365. You know, I was telling off the air, I was talking to the folks over at Safari Lake Geneva and also Beth Heidorn here at the Racine Zoo. And although the Safari Lake Geneva is only open a couple of months a year, the animals have to eat year-round. So the money only comes in for 3 months a year, but the food has to be coming in 365 days a year. Same thing at the zoo. In the winter, when they don't get a large number of people coming in, animals still have to eat. And that's the same thing with you.
Correct. Yes, those animals have to be fed twice a day.
What about the vet bills for 400 cows?
It can get high at time. Well, our son, Brian, he does some of the vetting himself, you know, if it's just a simple shot or things like that. And he takes care of all the animal health and the genetics and the reproduction, that sort of thing. And my husband, he does a lot of the outside work, the cleaning, the pens, the working the fields, planting the corns. He does more outside.
Oh, so you do crops too?
Oh, yeah. We raise, we farm about 700 acres.
Whoa. So is what you farm, is it what you feed the cows?
Correct.
Okay,
what we make is, most of it is to feed the cows, yes.
Well, that's good. This is like something you really got to plan out. This city boy doesn't know anything about that. This city boy's been in radio his entire life. If I had to grow my own food. Actually, I shouldn't say that because my wife does grow food. We have box gardens all over our backyard. And she does grow her own vegetables, and she eats them and everything. She doesn't grow like do you have any cheeseburgers out there you're growing or anything like that? Well, that's good. So this is a full-time job.
Yes, it is. It's very much a full-time job. They get up early in the morning and get moving. We have three employees that help with milking of the cows and some of the general farm chores. And between them, our son and my husband, and then Brian and Renee have two children, Michael, who is a junior at Iowa State in Iowa, Ames, Iowa, and then Ashley is a junior at Burlington High School, and they both help on the farm when around also.
Wow, it's a lot of work. Okay, so Breakfast on the Farm is coming up. It's coming up June 22nd from 7 to 11. And before we get to the menu here, why do this? Why invite all these people down to your farm, all these strangers roaming around, touching everything?
It's to educate the public on where their food comes from. And Breakfast on the Farm isn't just educating them about a dairy farm. We educate about all aspects of agriculture in the state of Wisconsin. We have a large education tent for children and people to go through and learn that, you know, Wisconsin also has cranberries, also has ginseng, also raises crops like soybeans and corn, hay, alfalfa, things like that. We've had our breakfast on a pumpkin farm, a sod farm, a grain farm, a beef farm, and not every year is it on a dairy farm.
Wow. Is this the first time you've done breakfast on the farm?
We did it 8 years ago.
Big success?
Yes, it was.
All right, that's good. Now, I don't know what the weather's going to be like. I didn't look it up yet.
Hot. Very hot.
Oh, that's okay. Hot is okay. Rain is not okay. Rain is messy.
Yeah, we don't want it to rain the day of. We don't want people to be parking in a hay field, and we'd prefer not to have ruts in the field.
Okay, so we always hear about farm people getting up with the roosters at the crack of dawn, which I don't have sympathy for because I get up at 4 o'clock in the morning to get here, so you're not going to get any sympathy. But what time do you get up in the morning?
Usually, I would say they're up between 4, 4:30 in the morning.
What do you mean they're up?
Well, okay. My husband and I, we no longer live on the farm. We sold the house to our son and daughter-in-law like 14 years ago because we said, if you're going to take over the farm someday, you need to live here. Otherwise, he got up in the morning, the kids were in bed. He came home, the kids were in bed. If Renee wanted to see him, she had to drive over to the farm. We had nobody no longer living at home. Our other two children were either in college or married, and so it was easier for Mike to drive back and forth rather than Brian. And it's the best way to raise a family is on the farm. You're all there together.
That's the good. I like that. We'll get over the menu. We'll talk about the menu and where the location is and how you can get there in just a moment. Got to keep it here. WRJN, local news and timeless hits.
Yeah.
we got the menu coming up for Breakfast on the Farm. Kathy Scholl is here. That's coming up in just a moment at WRJN, local news and timeless hits.
Check, check, one, two.
These sounds can only mean one thing. It's Summerfest.
Milwaukee, are you ready?
600 artists, 12 stages, one epic lakefront. Don't miss three unforgettable weekends of music, June 20th through July 6th. Summerfest, presented by American Family Insurance. Find tickets, lineup, and more at summerfest.com.
Summer's heating up, and so are the deals at Studebaker's in Racine. Fuel up and feast. When you purchase 10 gallons of gas, you'll receive a coupon for a free two-topping pizza right next door at the Dish Restaurant. That's right. Fill up your tank, check out the refreshing sips and snack sensations, and grab your free two-topping pizza coupon for the Dish. Offer valid while supplies last. See store for details. Swing by Studebaker's Fuel and Food at 31 in Spring. Racine's home of convenience, selection, service, and savings.
What's on Tap, brought to you by Miller Lite, the original light beer. Rooting for the Brew Crew, because we're from Milwaukee too. Tastes like Miller time.
Following Brewers Sunday home games, all kids ages 14 and under can come down to the field and run the bases at American Family Field, courtesy of Aurora Healthcare. The post-game kids run the bases line begins along the first baseline on the field level.
Milwaukee Brewers baseball and Miller Lite.
Prescriptions require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Subscription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan.
Hey guys, did you know there's a generic form of Viagra that works just the same but is 95% cheaper? And you can get it online at hims.com/joy. Through Hims, you'll get a free medical consultation to determine the ED medication that's best for you. Discreet shipping if prescribed, a 100% online process, and a range of treatment options, including trusted generic alternatives to the name brands, at up to 95% off. ED is personal, and at Hims, so is treating it. Just go to hims.com/joy and get connected to a licensed medical provider online for free. With zero copay, no expensive appointments, and no awkward face-to-face conversations. To start your free online visit, you need to go to this exclusive address, hims.com/joy. That's hims.com/joy for your free online visit. hims.com/joy.
W-R-J-N. Kathy Scholl is here from, do you have a name for your farm?
Scholl Dairy.
Scholl Dairy. Oh, that's clever. All right. That was a it was a big meeting on what to name that, right? And she is holding, for the first time in 8 years, this is her second time, right? Breakfast
Correct.
On the Farm, June 22nd, Saturday. They're serving, now, the menu. Let's go for this menu, because I didn't eat yet today. You know, I just had a glass of orange juice this morning before I left. So this all looks great to me.
It is a good breakfast. They have scrambled eggs. You can choose plain or with ham in it.
Ooh.
Sausage, string cheese, bread. Muffin, and then you have orange juice, and of course, chocolate or white milk.
You're blowing over this way too fast. I'm trying to picture it. So you got string cheese.
Yes.
Okay, I love that. Keep going.
Okay. A muffin, a piece of bread and butter if you want some with your sausage and eggs. We have, of course, it's a dairy farm. We have milk, chocolate and white, your choice. And we also have ice cream.
Wow, for breakfast. Ice cream for breakfast. You don't get that too often.
No.
I just read this thing that yesterday we talked about it. The dumbing down of America. Do you know more than half the people in America don't know where chocolate milk comes from? A large group thinks it comes from brown cows. The other half of that 26% didn't know where it came from. They didn't know you add syrup to milk to get it. Is that frightening? Is it?
I can't believe that.
Believe it. Trust me. I've talked to some of these people that have no idea where it comes from. Trust me. They don't know. Eggs, sausage, milk, ice cream. Now, when you get there, you don't get to ride the tractors, but the kids get to see these giant tractors. When they come in the 4th of July parade, when Case runs their tractors down Main Street, I can't believe the size of these things.
Case will have some equipment on display at our
will
farm.
They? Oh,
yes, they will.
Case New Holland. All right.
Mm-hmm.
Children's games.
Yes. They have an educational tent for the children to go through and games to play. There's a cow they can milk. We'll have a setup where they can.
Ooh, I never did that before.
Oh, yeah. They can milk a cow. We'll have a band playing.
Petting zoo?
a petting zoo. Yes, the 4-H, local 4-Hs bring in animals, and they have the petting zoo. And then the local FFA clubs in Waterford, Burlington, Union Grove, they put on the educational tent for the children.
I wasn't going away this weekend. This would have been me. I go to all these type of events. I love them.
And then when you park your car, you also get a wagon ride up to the dooryard.
Oh, I've been on those before. Those mm-hmm. are fun. Yeah, those are fun. Okay, so that's the breakfast. That's the menu. That's the fun. Tickets are $10 each. Kids 5 years old and under free.
Correct.
Yeah, that's good because they don't eat a lot of food.
No.
Well, that's good. And they probably wouldn't eat anything because there's so much stuff going on.
That is correct.
They want to get involved. They know the food that can always have. I can't always see these animals.
Mm-hmm. Or all the different machinery that's going to be on display. We'll have some of our own on display, too.
Wow. And then the kids will plow the fields, pick up the cow stuff, clean up the farm.
They can pick up the rocks.
Okay. Oh, yeah. Rocks in the field.
That was never a fun job.
Yeah. Okay, now, you're located in Burlington. You're in Racine County. It's not that far down the road here. So that's 1800 McKee Road. Now, where is that?
Okay.
Give us a picture.
If you know where Eagle Lake is,
yeah,
which is outside of Kansasville, okay, we would be a mile west of Eagle Lake. When you type in the address, sometimes Google Maps will take you to a point off of Highway 20, which is wrong. When you look at the website, Racine CO, Racine Breakfast CO on the farm, the web address, make sure you click on the map, and the map will show you exactly where to go, because you're going to take Minnetonka to McKee, and our driveway is right on the corner of Minnetonka and McKee Road in the township of Dover. The address is Burlington. It's the township of Dover.
That is confusing.
Yeah, it is.
Wow.
It's in the block. I would say we're between Church Road and Highway 11, and then Highway J on the west and Highway N on the east. We're in that block.
You're at the intersection of McKee and Minnetonka Road.
Our driveway's on the corner.
Okay.
It's just
there's
no intersection.
Oh, there's no, it says intersection here.
Well, it's a corner.
Okay, corner.
It's where
time they'll see everything.
Yes, there'll be signs. There will be signs up pointing the way.
Oh, that's good. Everybody can follow signs. Tickets mm-hmm. $10. And that's June 22th. That's coming up this Saturday from 7 to 11, rain or shine.
Correct.
Who's doing all the cooking?
We have different volunteers that come in and do the cooking. Like a local church, they'll take care of the coffee, English Settlement. We have people from different banks either cooking the eggs or serving. It's a lot of volunteer. We have volunteers from the local FFA and the 4-H clubs and just neighbors in general that want to help out, that will come and help with setup, help with serving, and help with cleanup.
I will tell you that I make the best breakfasts. Everybody's always told me that. The omelets are perfect. Everything is perfect when I make breakfast. I worked for this radio station back in the 70s in Georgia, and we had an outing for the people at the radio station on Lake, I can't think of the name of the lake. It just went by my head here. And we were living on the beach for the weekend. They had a cabin, but, we had it on the beach. And they said, because they all knew I make good breakfast, can you make breakfast for 50 people? I said, now, I'm not going to take individual orders, but I will make breakfast for 50 people. And I did. I had tons of eggs. I had the bacon, the sausage, and everything. I got up real early in the morning. They had a grill. I had to make it outside. And when everybody wanted to eat, there was enough scrambled eggs, bacon and sausage, and drink for 50 people. And I made breakfast for 50 people.
That's impressive.
Yeah, all by myself. And people say, you need help? No, stay away. I don't want your help because I know what I'm doing. And so that was good. And there was no fancy egg machine. I've seen them now on Facebook where people have these fancy machines. You just throw the eggs in and it turns around and makes scrambled eggs automatically. I had to make it all myself. People say, can I get sunny side up? We're getting scrambled eggs. This is it. I ain't taking individual orders for 50 people.
That's a lot of eggs to crack.
They had it. They had about 150 eggs, and I had to get up real early to do it. Mm-hmm. But I love doing it. I love cooking breakfast, so that's good. So how many people you expect?
I don't know. We're hoping for 3,000 or
Whoa! I was thinking like 100.
Oh, no. No, no.
3,000?
Hopefully.
I had a pause there for a second to think about that. I thought maybe 100 people would, you know.
That's 100 is not too, that's pretty small for all of Racine County.
I don't know. I cooked for 50 people. I thought that was a lot.
This is a nice size event.
Oh, by the way, Lake Lanier, that was the name of the lake in Georgia where we had a houseboat we rented. Wow, 3,000 people. Wow. And what are you going to do?
Well, I'll be there the day before helping to set up and put the table decorations up and whatever else needs to be done. The day of, whatever they need doing, otherwise walking around, talking to people, greeting people, and then help with cleanup afterwards.
So there's got to be a wait time. 3,000 people can't eat all at the same time. But people, they shuffle in between 7 and 11.
They have several food lines, and it just keeps going.
I can't believe this. Parking, well, you got a farm. How many acres, you said?
The homestead farm is 150 acres.
So parking for?
Well, but not everybody's there at the same time.
Yeah, not everybody's there at the same time. Yeah.
So it's a trickle in, trickle out throughout, you know, the whole morning.
I give you credit for doing breakfast for 3,000 people. I mean, that's a lot.
I'm not cooking for that many, though.
No, but 8 years ago.
They have a huge pan that they crack them in.
Well, I would assume. What, the 8 years ago, who did all the cooking?
Again, all volunteers.
Volunteers? Well,
because it's the Racine County Breakfast on the Farm Committee that puts this all together. It's not the host farm that has to do this.
Mm-hmm.
It's the committee that does it.
Oh, I get it. They're just using your farm.
They're using our farm. Just like last year we had it at Swan's Pumpkin Farm.
Right, yeah. I've been there.
And the year and we've had it at different farms over the past 9 years, and they haven't all been dairy farms, and we just need a farm to host it. So we're looking for a farm for next year to host this event so we can do it again. Because like I said, we like to advertise all aspects of agriculture in Wisconsin.
Good. And, you know, Pam Yonke this morning on our farm report, we do from 5 to 6 every morning, was talking about this. And she said she knows the family, but you said she knows what your...
My daughter-in-law, Renee.
Yeah, because she was talking. She said, oh, I know the Shaw family.
Mm-hmm.
And she was giving a nice plug for it. Well, I'm telling you, tomorrow morning, or Saturday morning, rather, wake up nice and early, head out to Burlington, and it's 1800 McKee Road, but look for McKee and Minnetonka together. Look on a map. You'll see it.
Yes.
And that'll be the farm. Actually, you'll see the farm on the map if you look at the map. There's a big spread there. You can't miss it. And become hungry. And $10 for adults. Kids 5 and under are free. Again, eggs, sausage, milk, ice cream. You don't eat the tractors, but they're there. Kids' games, the petting zoo. Just to pet, not to eat. Live music and a lot more. Breakfast on the farm. And you're just hosting it this year.
We're just hosting it. Okay. And it's to come and see a real working dairy farm.
Yeah.
You can, walk by the barns and see all the cows.
I would love to go. Oh. Wonder what time we're leaving. Because we're going. I told you where we're going. I wonder what time we're leaving.
You can sneak out.